Earlier this week, we brought together agencies working to tackle homelessness on the neighbor islands. We continue that conversation today. HBR's Noe Tanigawa sat down with Lieutenant Governor Josh Green, who's been traveling to all the islands to better understand the challenges that each community is facing. Morning.
Good morning, Catherine. You know, this is about an idea, the Kauhale model, that took shape inside that homeless encampment at Waianae Boat Harbor. It's starting to get a little traction as a way to get hundreds of homeless off the street at one time. Hui Aloha, a loose community group working with Pu'uhonua o Waianae, got interested in this Kauhale idea. And I spoke with Hui Aloha member James Koshiba, who said, hey, you remember in Hawaii, we used to eye contact people on the street and actually smile. And what happened? That did happen. And these guys were just tired of turning their heads whenever they saw a homeless person. So James Koshiba, Alani Apio, and Kathy Kawano-Ching just decided to do something. Here's Aura Reyes. You've met her before. She was homeless for 7 years, most recently in Kaka'ako.
Well, okay, Alani, James, Kathy, they came up to Mother Waldron sometime last year, beginning of last year, and they had the talk story. So they would come, and they want whoever was out there, come. They would just want a talk story. They wanted to find out what was going on with the people. Why were people not leaving? Why were people not accepting the help or going into shelters? What can people do to change things?
We all wonder that, right? Well, James, but how do you get to it? James says lots of times they just take thermoses of coffee around to tents first thing in the morning. And he says, you'd be surprised how nice that is and how people will talk to you over that cup of coffee. A core group formed, and they started weekly park cleanups, attending neighborhood board meetings, talking with the Children's Discovery Center, and all of that. Now, here's John Kaulupali, who lives currently on the sidewalk in Kaka'ako. He knows how unlikely their idea for a Kauhale community sounds.
It started off with just two people, John and John. You know, we would just go and pick up rubbish just because about who are we to ask anybody, hey, come join us, come join me, help me. What? I said, because we're asking for a piece of land, a small parcel, where we can start building a community and building relationships with that community.
Well, every day you hear people frustrated with homeless being there and outraged at the idea that homeless are actually asking for something here now. Well, Lieutenant Governor Josh Green has heard all this too.
When people ask, why are you spending so much time and energy helping those, quote, people that don't contribute to society? It's because it helps all of us. I personally really like helping people who are down and out because I see them dying. I believe that there should be personal accountability. I also believe that once people are having this much trouble, if you really get to know a homeless individual that's been in the park for 4 or 5 years, you realize that they're pretty damaged and they've accumulated a lot of actual addiction or damage to their brain, which means that it's not do they have a right or not have a right? It's they can't do anything else unless they get some help. At that point, it's better to help people, see them do better and have everyone benefit, rather than to just be pissed off and not do anything and the problem grows. I refuse to be the guy that's pissed off and see the problem growing because I think people want a practical solution. At the end of the day, people will be happy if we get some large number of people off the streets and especially happy if the costs come down.
Right?
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, to that end, bringing costs down. Last Wednesday, the Lieutenant Governor was really excited because the Honolulu City Council approved going ahead with the H4 project on Kuili Street in Iwilei. This is like a center that will offer hygiene facilities, housing, and a clinic where people can go or where police can take them who would otherwise be using emergency rooms. Green says that HMSA, Island Hospice, and Queens are the big funders behind this because they could stand to save $70 million a year with this kind of assistance. That sounds like a super emergency resource, but what is going to get hundreds of people off the streets? We've got 4,500 homeless in this state. Well, that's where the kauhale idea comes in. Kauhale means homestead in Hawaiian, and that traditionally was a compound with separate structures for eating, sleeping, cooking. The kauhale village model is similar, with tiny private residence for singles and couples and shared cooking, showers, etc. Once basic utilities are installed, hundreds of people could move in together. That's the key. Relationships are the basis for community accountability that is established first. So, Lieutenant Governor Green emphasizes this is not a tent city. These are permanent structures that keep people safe from attacks, allow them to leave their things unattended so they can work or go get IDs, go to school. And these are for singles and couples. That's a huge gap group right now.
So I say to everybody out there, chip in if you can with your time. If you have resources, of course, participate. But we're giving people an opportunity to participate in formal ways. Like, I have a lot of volunteer doctors and nurses coming on to help us, which is great. We have a lot of volunteer builders that are coming on to volunteer some of their time and expertise to start building kauhale. A lot of social workers are giving extra hours each day to the really tough cases. All these things benefit everybody.
How do they connect with you?
People should just call me on my cell phone, really, which is 937-0991. That's the easiest way. I would just say this. Be kind and compassionate to anybody you run into that's on the street, because it's really rough. You don't have to take any nonsense if someone's bugging you, but if you can be compassionate, we are trying to bring significant help now. And the more that the communities feel mutual respect for one another, we're able to get successes.
What do you make of this, Catherine?
Well, it's interesting because I you recall probably what we saw at the Makapu, mm-hmm. you know, with Bumpy Kanahele and mm-hmm. all the homeless people
92.
That were there. And they, you know, created a space in Waimanalo. They have leases back there, and mm-hmm. that community seems to be, you know, thriving.
Mm-hmm.
But I understand where folks might want to say, well, why are we all giving them a plot of land?
Mm-hmm.
I would like a plot of land. You know what I mean? Right?
Yeah. Well, here, Lieutenant Governor Green made the point that we're dealing with people who really don't have the means to do anything else unless we provide the help.
And it sounds like they're looking for a healing spot, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Well, they're looking for some parcel of unused public land right now. And they're figuring infrastructure is going to cost maybe $2 to $3 million, you know, going in. It's going to take maybe 5 to 6 months once they locate an actual location, a parcel. And, you know, but there are funders in place. Lieutenant Governor says he's already got people who are saying that they'll sponsor a whole kauhale village if it's done professionally. And he says that, you know, the people out there in Waianae, for example, are now negotiating. They got $300,000 from the ledge this past session, and they're negotiating for a piece of land right now, too. So this can move ahead.
Right, and I know they've been talking about Ohana zones. I know I just was contacted by City Council Member Carol Fukunaga, who says that she and Council Member Ann Kobayashi mm-hmm. are concerned about the use of MUNS funds for the Ohana zone
going
to be diverted
to
I think, casework. And so they're a little concerned mm-hmm. about that, but we hope to know more about that hopefully next week.
Yeah, can we say we got this? No, it's still going to be a work in progress. And, you know, the community there got kind of shattered by recent sweeps. But the simple message is there could be things happening. They sound pretty good so far. And we just all have to hang on.
Yes, and we have to do something, definitely. Thanks so much. That was HPR's Noe Tanigawa spotlighting some of the efforts to try and get the homeless off the streets and into shelter.